Stutter X Warwick speaking.
Hello, is that Alex? Is it?
It's Warwick. How are you going?
How are you going? Not too bad, Warwick. I'm Dave. We've got that Subaru Forester there for the...
Yes. I think Tony was trying to call you.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
No, you're all right. No, it's all good. Let me go find him for you. I won't be long.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Tony speaking.
Yep, it's Dave for the Subaru Forester. James rang me, told me to give you a buzz back about the radiator or something.
Yeah. So we're doing some hoses on your car. There's a fair few more hoses than we expected. And then when we've got the radiator hoses off and that cap, the radiator cap, looking inside the radiator, it's very, very rusty inside. I'd be swapping that out.
Yep.
It's up to you if you want to or not, obviously.
Yeah. James paying roughly about the 300 mark or something?
Yeah, the radiator itself is 330 for a new one.
Right, okay. They're not a big deal to fit, are they?
Was that sorry?
They're not a big deal to fit. Like, what am I looking at, roughly?
Probably an extra half an hour because we've already got the radiator hoses off. So
yep.
Barely anything.
Okay, yeah, let's do it because we're going to hang on to the car for a little bit longer.
Yeah, we're right there. The hose is off. There's like one more hose and a couple of bolts and the radiator's out.
Yeah. Look, if you're happy to do it, yeah, just go for it.
Yeah, definitely. I'd want to do it just because obviously I know you guys were saying last time you want to keep the car and then we're doing all these hoses, so it'd be a bit of a waste not to.
Yep, that's cool. No worries at all. That's fine.
Easy.
On these things, because they've got no bloody temperature gauge on these things. Have you fitted temperature gauges to them before? Or?
There's no nice, neat way to do it. It's all ugly.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't worry about it too much.
Yep, okay.
Gauges. Yep. I don't really have a decent solution that's sort of tucked away and pretty.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at it the other day. The only place you can really do it is put it where the sunglass fit is in the console. That's the only place you can really...
That's
cool. I was just asking because you can't. There's no way knowing what temperature it's running at. So
ECU can see it. So if you've got like yourself like a OBD reader thing, you'd be able to read it from that.
It's just something you know just when you're traveling. You know, what I mean, keep an eye on it, sort of thing. That's cool. If you want to do the radiator, by all means, yeah, go for it. So
no,
you have
none.
To do a few, the two little hoses right down the bottom where the radiator is.
Yeah, on the water
one,
pump. Yeah.
Yeah, right underneath.
Are they
pretty perished, are they? Or?
Yeah, they're hammered as well. The guys have done those. And then your turbo water hose, the bottom one, actually had no clamp on it.
Right. Really?
yeah. It wasn't leaking though, which is the crazy part. But obviously we know as soon as we pop that hose off to put a clamp on, it's probably never going to seal again. So we're going to swap that hose for you as well.
Yep.
And then the guys also spotted another coolant leak at your throttle body. So there's throttle body water hoses there. One of them's leaking, so we're just going to do a hose bypass. So we're not going to run the water to the throttle body anymore. It's unnecessary in Australia.
Okay.
We're basically just doing, making it have one less spot to leak from.
Yep.
Done. Easy. I'll get that radiator in there for you. I don't think it's going to be ready today. Tomorrow.
Even Friday. Don't stress. She's got another car. So even if it's Friday, don't worry. You don't have to. Don't rush.
Good. Easy. All we'll
right.
Get it
and because that was initially the issue she had with it is
the economy.
The economy, but also it sort of tended to like almost want to stall on taking off.
That's just from that hose. Yeah, all good. It's from the throttle body water. The throttle body joiner hose to the intercooler.
So that was a bit perished as well, was it?
Yeah, that one was leaking. So typically that'll make the car stall, use a lot of fuel, and blow black smoke.
Right. Well, it does all the above. So it blows a bit of smoke on the second start. So if you do a short start and then start it again, it'll blow a bit of smoke, which is no big deal, but... Yeah, it's more the idling issues.
That'll be just that hose. That's a nice, easy fix. The intercooler's already off to do the water hoses.
Yeah,
we're going to be doing the silicon hose at the same time.
Okay, cool. Thank you, sir.
All good. Easy.
If you're trying to ring me, don't get a hold of me. Just call James again. And,
yeah, no dramas.
That's it. Don't stress. It doesn't have to be today. It doesn't have to be tomorrow. I'll leave it to you guys.
That's all right. All good. I'll give you a call when it's ready anyway.
Yep. Fantastic. Thank you.
All good. Thanks.
Cheers, mate. Okay. Bye.